From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young at the DNC in Philadelphia. It's Here and Now, and it's the day after. History made last night, Hillary Clinton becoming the first woman to be nominated by a major party to be president, speaking to the convention from New York on a huge video screen here in the arena.
If there are any little girls out there who stayed up late to watch, let me just say, I may become the first woman president, but one of you is next. Thank you all. I can't wait to join you in Philadelphia. Thank you.
And standing there on that floor and joining us now is NPR's campaign reporter Asma Khalid. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Robin.
Your overall impressions of last night?
So, I mean, what we heard there at the end from Hillary Clinton, to me, is just so clear that last night was really about showing that this was a historic moment, not only, you know, for Democrats, but for the country. And I think this feels so different than the campaign we saw Hillary Clinton run 8 years ago, where gender was not always at the forefront. You know, not only did Hillary Clinton appear via video message, but how she did that was so powerful. It came at the end after a series of these black and white portraits of all the former presidents, all of them men. And then there was sort of a virtual glass ceiling that was shattered, and we all saw Hillary Clinton. So I think that was kind of the main message that Democrats were trying to portray yesterday.
Yeah, not holding back on that at all. And let's hear some sound from a voter we heard from this morning, Amanda Atkinson from Philadelphia, talking about last night.
I am so excited to have a woman who could be president, and I have four sons, and they're six and under. It's amazing to think that the only president they might know is a black man and a woman, and that's incredible.
Yeah. And Asma, you've been covering the demographics of this election. That's your beat. About 100 years ago that women got the right to vote. But this could be tricky because there are voters who feel that she's pulling the woman card.
There are. And look, I mean, there were some scenes of, I guess I could say, unrest, folks unhappy yesterday, particularly from the Bernie Sanders camp. After Bernie Sanders unanimously put the nod for, you know, by acclamation, supported Hillary Clinton yesterday, and she became the official nominee, some of Bernie Sanders supporters staged a walkout. They walked out of the arena and, voiced their concern that she did not represent some of their main priorities. That being said, some of them stayed, and I talked to. So I think, you know, within the contingency of Bernie Sanders supporters, even there are some folks who say that they are never going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But then there are also people who acknowledge that, you know, she was not their first choice. They don't necessarily see themselves canvassing for her, but they'll vote for her. And I think that her job over the next couple of months will be to see if she can win over a number of those Bernie Sanders supporters, and many of them are young voters, and, you know, she'll need them come November.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit more about Bernie Sanders. We've got a great moment teed up here for us to talk about. But before that, what about Donald Trump? I mean, obviously she's aiming at those women who might ordinarily vote for the Republican candidate as well.
That's right. And polling does show that Hillary Clinton is doing better with white women in particular than Barack Obama did 4 years ago. You know, it's worth remembering, as much as we think of women as a Democratic voting bloc, Barack Obama actually lost white women by about 14 points in the 2012 election. Hillary Clinton seems to be shrinking that margin. And some analysts I've spoken to repeatedly tell me that, you know, the traditional Democratic gender gap that we think of in elections could potentially turn into a gender gulf. So in that way, you know, Donald Trump does not seem to be making or doing himself any favors with women. That being said, Robin, I do think that there will be some very interesting demographic trends to pay attention to as we move forward, particularly white men and white working class voters. Both of those groups seem to be at this point leaning more towards Donald Trump.
Yeah, and we hear from women all the time who say, well, wait a second, I'm a woman and I'm also leaning toward Trump. So, you know, as always, you can't just talk about a whole block of people, but percentages of them. And I do want to get to this great moment yesterday, a little overlooked. During the roll call, as the different delegates and delegations cast their votes, Bernie Sanders' brother Larry cast a vote for Democrats Abroad. That's a group. And he talked about their parents and the TV cameras turned to Sanders. I haven't seen him this emotional. Let's listen.
They love the New Deal of Franklin Roosevelt, and we'd be especially proud that Bernard is renewing that mission. It is with enormous pride that I cast my vote for Bernie Sanders.
What was that like on the floor?
You know, I think it was an emotional moment. There were a number of Bernie Sanders supporters who cast their votes that you know, expressed emotion for him. But I think maybe one of the most powerful moments after that was when Bernie Sanders himself got up to give Hillary Clinton the official nod and try in some ways to unify the party behind her as the nominee.
Yeah, well, see, here's Brother Larry, who lives in London, by the way, which is why he's part Democrats Abroad. That was a little moment there. Real quick, got about a minute here, Asma. What about, we talked about women and Londoners, but what about the young voter bloc?
Yeah, so Robin, I spent a good chunk of yesterday on the floor and in the hallways of the arena interviewing younger voters. This is a demographic that overwhelmingly supported Bernie Sanders, according to the exit polls, but they are a demographic that seemed to lean left. So I will say, you know, I got mixed reactions. I talked to some folks who say that they will never vote for Hillary Clinton. But what I think is interesting about this demographic is it is the most diverse generation to date. And I spoke with some Latinas, some African-American voters, some Muslim voters who told me point blank that whether or not they love Hillary Clinton, they feel like being Bernie or bust is a point of privilege that they just can't afford with Donald Trump on the other side.
NPR campaign reporter Asma Khalid. We'll continue listening to what you find. Asma, thank you.
You're welcome.